In fact, we slept here overnight. We slept here because we are demanding for our clearance and postings because it is long overdue. We've stayed home for 9 solid months right after national service and we are not being posted. We've been to the ministry on several occasions. We've sent series of petitions, about 5 of them, to the chief director's office and to the HR's office. We've engaged them in meetings. Even the honorable minister himself have engaged us in a meeting on 28th of March and he told us that we should compile our list of nurses who fall within, that is the February 2015 batch. We should compile our list and come and give it to him personally. So on 29th March, we brought the list and we delivered it to him personally. And he gave us his word of assurance that he is going to draft a letter to it to the Ministry of Finance so that they give us clearance as early as possible. And on the 28th, the minister was going to defend the sector budget at the Parliament House. He was a bit late, so he was questioned and he said that early in the morning when he came to office, there are some nurses who have not been posted who engaged him in a meeting. That was why he was late. So if the sector ministry budget is granted or approved, he is going to make sure he posts us as soon as possible. And that news, that thing he said, was captured by 3 News. And we've given him a grace period of 2 weeks. Yes, still, the posting, the clearance is not in. We are home. 9 solid months. It's not easy for us.
Ruth Yengbe, who is a graduate nurse from Kumasi, also said a new Minister of Health in place, there is no excuse for the delay.
When we came on 28th March, we met the minister. He said he wasn't aware of us. But if he's a minister, he took up from somewhere. He should know that because we've been presenting petitions with attached to our year bad name to the ministries every time, to the human resource, to the chief director. So they are aware of us. So you took up. Even if you don't know anything, you've had meetings with them since you took up. They should tell you that these are the people in the system, and then you also know. But right now, you are saying that you don't know about us. And then you've assured us that we should give you 2 weeks. And after the 2 weeks, you will hear from us. And then 2 weeks came, we came here. You told us that it's not easy to get clearance in 2 weeks. So we should give you another extra week, which we did. We've been patient for all this while. And then besides that, you even told us that you went to Parliament. Parliament has approved clearance for you, approved money for you to be employ nurses into the system. So we should wait patiently. And we've been patient for all this while.
Another nurse from Asamankese, Godwin Saki, said their action is not politically motivated.
The vice president said 11,000 clearance have been given to nurses who are in the house from 2012 to 2016. But from our investigation so far, there's no clearance that is given. And then we are encouraging today to want to know that clearance that have been given, are we part? We are only 937. We've heard 7,000 have been cleared. The other 4,000, where is it? We just want to know, are we part of it? What is the way process? And I want to go on record that a lot of people are saying this is politically motivated. It's not politically motivated because they said there's no nurse in the house. All of them have been cleared. They're coming out to tell the public or the stakeholders that we are also in the house. That clearance, are we part? That's why we passed through the Minister of Health to find out, are we part of the clearance? What is the way forward? So it's not that somebody have motivated us to like be attacking the government and co. We are just putting our record straight. That 11,000 clearance that has been given to nurses in the home from 2012 to 2016, are we part? That's what we want to know.